Guys, thanks for listening to the Precision Rifle Network podcast. This is going to be season 3, episode number 1, brand new to 2024. And good news for you guys, you no longer have to listen to my voice as much after this. We've got a new podcast show host, and that is Jason McBride. He's a well-known shooter here in the Missouri area in the Midwest. Been doing it a long time, got a lot of experience, and I'm excited for what he will bring to the table. So what you are going to hear next after this little introduction from me is the audio from a initial video that Jason and I did. You'll see this video coming live on Saturday, first week of February. And this is the audio from that video so that you can kind of get an idea of what we're planning and what Jason is planning for the podcast and all those things. And then he already has the second episode of the PRN podcast recorded, where he's interviewed some special guests from the area around here, and that'll be posted soon after this. So I just wanted to intro this to let you know what the heck it is you're listening to right now and what you could have coming up after that. So I shouted out in the video, but I'm going to do it again. Our title sponsor is Arkin Optics, so big shout out to those guys, and thanks for supporting our efforts here at PRN, and I hope you guys will in turn go and check them out. They make some really decent budget optics that punch way above their weight class. So let's get into the podcast audio. Here we go. Guys, thanks for watching Precision Rifle Network. Joel here, and I am joined today by Jason McBride, and Jason and I have some kind of exciting news. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. Hopefully you guys will be too. Some of you know and some of you don't, because I'm an idiot and I don't say it on video very often, that we have a podcast, and we have had for the last 3 years, believe it or not. And it's had steady growth. But you know, I'm not an ex-Marine Corps scout sniper instructor.
Not either.
And he's not. So, you know, we're not like super cool people. But I think we're all right, dudes.
We're all right for our age.
Yeah, for our age, that's right. Yeah. We got cool beards.
That's right.
I mean, yours is...
Yeah, mine's a little cooler.
That's amazing. But, so we have a podcast, the Precision Rifle Network podcast. And good news for you guys is that you no longer have to listen to my voice on the Precision Rifle Network podcast. Well, not very often anyway.
Not as often.
Not as often, because Jason is going to take it over. And while it will still be talking a lot about precision rifles, gonna mix it up a little bit. So, kind of, can you just tell people what are your plans? What are your thoughts for the podcast? What would you like to do?
Yeah, so just a little bit of backdrop. So I've kind of had the idea of wanting to do a podcast now for a couple of years. Time building a new house, building this new shop, all this other stuff going on. Obviously, it sat on the back burner. Didn't really give it much more thought. And over the last couple months, it kind of got brought up in the conversation again. And somebody kind of pushed me into this. And I won't name any names, but his initials are DJ. Yeah. And so I said, well, I guess it's time to get serious about it. So Joel had kind of found out what the idea was, and he came to me with this idea, and we had a long discussion one day. So here we are now, right? So my initial thoughts on podcast was, as much as I love the precision rifle community, the gear, everything that goes along with it, whether it's centerfire or rimfire, I have an interest in a lot of other stuff that is firearm and 2A related. Pistols, older guns, shotguns, basically anything that goes boom, I like it, right? Yep. So really wanted to kind of focus on, you know, kind of expanding that out a little bit and what we do talk about, as well as, you know, from time to time talk about, you know, status of the 2A, you know, where we're at with certain lawsuits or, you know, regulations or things like that. None of this is going to be, you know, my goal is not to have a podcast about one particular subject. We'll have a main topic, obviously. But we want to cover a lot of things in that time that we're going to have for each podcast. So,
yeah,
going to kind of add on to it.
And that's good. And I think you guys will appreciate on the podcast branching out a little bit, you know, and hearing some in-depth reviews about pistols or ARs or whatever Jason has been, you know,
he's had held on to for the last 6 months, and he's been out plinking with it and tinkering with it, and he's put it through its paces, and now he wants to tell you about it. Like, that's kind of the route you're going with, like reviews and things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you mind just giving people a little bit of background about you, like some of your experiences, whether military or law enforcement, or just your involvement in the PRS community here in Missouri, because you've been doing that forever. Mm-hmm. Just kind of tell people a little bit about you.
Sure. So, you know, your kind of typical story, you know, as a kid, grew up in the country, shotguns, rifles, you know, 22s, all that kind of stuff for hunting, mainly, you know, grew up hunting. We were a big hunting family when I was younger. Went into the military, 6 years, Air Force, you know, exposed to obviously some new weapons that we didn't get to have back, especially in Illinois. I wouldn't say, you know, always remained an enthusiast, always had a couple of guns, but just never got into the volume or in depth as I have been for the last 6 years or so. So, 6 years in the military. I was also a county deputy sheriff in New Mexico for a couple of years. So a little experience there with law enforcement. About 6 years ago, the Missouri Steel Tactical organization came to be. Mm-hmm. Shortly after that, I got involved in it, and here we are. And then that was about the same time you and I initially met. So
yeah,
you were just starting the videos and all that stuff.
Yeah, that seems about right. About six years ago, you said? Yeah, that's about right. I've been down here in Missouri for 8 this coming spring, and I think my first match was here in Missouri. My first match was 7 years ago in the spring at Silver Barn.
Yeah.
I remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember Silver Barn. Hell yeah.
We're not going to go down that rabbit trail, but I like to curse that place whenever I get the chance. That's good. That's great. So I think you guys have some pretty cool stuff to look forward to. You know, like you said, the 2A court cases and just kind of the constant battle, you know, for our freedoms from the government and things like that. Jason will be covering some of that, talking about that. Talking about precision rifle stuff, of course, and you know, along with some of the channel's sponsors, we'll be able to get some gear in his hands that he'll then keep and use and whatnot, and be able to report to you guys on that stuff and pistols. And you started doing some. It's not three gun. Mm-hmm. It is three gun.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So maybe talking about some of that.
Yep. Oh yeah. We'll definitely be talking. We're going to talk about, you know, all types of firearms. We're going to talk about all types of different matches, shooting disciplines, things like that. We're definitely going to promote the matches and the ranges that we know and we go to, we've got experience with. It's going to be everything 2A related.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So that'll be happening. And as far as consistency is concerned, you guys know, if you've been around a little bit and listening to the podcast, that I am inconsistent with the podcast because I don't like to talk. I can fake it for a 10-minute video pretty dang good, but I don't like to talk. So putting together a 20 or 30-minute podcast was absolutely hard for me. It was the hardest thing that I have to do for PRN. So when Jason was like, yeah, maybe I could do the podcast, I was like, sweet, finally. Hand that off to somebody who will be a lot better at it. But anyway, as far as consistency is concerned, Jason's shooting for every other week, maybe to start with?
Every other week to start out with.
Okay.
Yep.
And we'll see where things go from there. But you should be able to, you know, count on that kind of consistency. And he'll be running it. So if he allows me to, maybe I'll record a podcast here and there and throw in little extra podcasts to get you guys some more stuff. But you've also been thinking about some people that you could interview.
Right. Right.
Who are you kind of thinking about, if you don't mind sharing just a few? Or,
well, I want to, yeah, so, you know, I don't want it to be, you know, as far as interviews, you know, a manufacturer of a particular product or firearm all the time, right?
Yeah. Because everybody does that.
Everybody does
all that. All the podcasts already do that, yeah.
I want to talk to match participants. Yes. I want to talk to match directors. I want to talk to range owners. again, expanding out there and getting out there and touching those places that, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I know you do as well, watch a lot of YouTube. That's not something that you see all the time, is, you know, going back and interviewing shooters before and after a match or something like that. You don't see a lot of that. I think it's useful information. It's entertaining, and we're going to give it a try.
Nice. I think it'll be really good. So hopefully you guys are excited about that. If you haven't already, make sure you go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of the main platforms for podcasts and search for Precision Rifle Network Podcasts and get signed up so that you can be notified when the new episodes come out. Appreciate you guys sticking around and watching the video. If you haven't already, check out our sponsors. Title sponsors, Arkin Optics. Got to shout them out because they're awesome and probably one of the better values in the scope market out there, in my opinion. I like to say you're getting a $1,000 optic for less than $500. That's not their tagline, that's mine. I believe it wholeheartedly now that I've had a chance to really put those scopes through their paces. Also, Coltac and MK Machining. Great companies to work with. Use code PRN10 to get you 10% off of anything that those companies sell. And thanks for watching. Stay tuned for another great episode of Precision Rifle Network.